Hello and welcome to another episode of Advanced English with Angela and Anna. Make sure you've got your notebook ready and let's learn.
Hello, welcome to our second ever quiz. Like the last one 3 weeks ago, we will give you different types of questions to see how much you can remember from our episodes in the last 3 weeks. We will ask all the questions first and then we'll give you the answers. So let's get started.
Okay, so here are our first questions related to our first episode of the 3 weeks. So the first question is, true or false? We use the phrasal verb get ahead to describe making progress or surpassing something. Number two, complete the sentence with a phrasal verb with get. The sentence is, the guy, everything. Number three, which is the correct definition of get by? Is it A, to deal with something difficult or to survive a difficult time? This time usually has a defined end. B, to have just enough of something you need and to survive with minimal resources or skill. Or three, to get a message across to someone.
Okay, and question number four is, which idiom do we use to describe someone who is the teacher's favorite and gets special treatment? Is it A, bookworm, B, play hooky, or C, teacher's pet? Number five, true or false? To hit the books means to study or work late at night. And number six, complete the sentence with an idiom related to school. Some of our employees need to retire. Their attitude is awful and you...
All right, next we have questions from our episode about American versus British English. So the first one, so question number seven is motorway American or British English? The word motorway. Number eight is true or false? Bonnet and trunk mean the same thing. Number nine is, which of these two words is American English? Is it draw or tie? And number 10 is grocery store British or American English?
Okay, and now our next ones are phrasal verbs related to cars from the first episode. Okay, so question 11 is, which phrasal verb means to enter a car or building? Is it A, get in, B, break down, or C, go into? Number 12, complete the sentence with a phrasal verb related to cars. I'm going on a long trip this weekend, so I should my car. And the last one, number 13, is true or false? Jack up is a phrasal verb used to talk about raising something off the ground or to raise the price of something.
Okay, next we have questions from our episode about collocations using the word deep. So number 14 is true or false. A collocation is a group of words which go together and sound correct to a native speaker. Number 15 is complete the sentence with a collocation with deep. The sentence is, when my boyfriend broke up with me, I fell into a, again, so the sentence is, when my boyfriend broke up with me, I fell into a, so right at the end, fill the sentence with a collocation with deep.
Okay, and our next one is from one of our Friday episodes talking about love and relationships. So number 16 is true or false. Player is a nickname or term of endearment for your significant other. So that is, player is a nickname or term of endearment for your significant other. Number 17, complete this sentence. I was talking to this cute guy the other week and I thought we were getting along well, and then all of a sudden he started me. So again, that is, I was talking to this cute guy the other week and I thought we were getting along well, and then all of a sudden he started me. And now number 18, which is the correct definition for hit on? So we're looking for the correct definition for hit on. Is it A, to say something to someone to get their attention, which is something usually romantic? Is it B, when someone does something romantic with someone else when they are in a relationship? Or is it C, men or women who are desperate for a relationship?
Okay, next we have more questions about phrasal verbs used for cars. So this is from our second episode. So number 19, which is the correct definition for pull in? Is it A, for a vehicle to leave the place it is parked, B, to park a car, or C, to meet someone and take them somewhere by car? Question 20 is, which phrasal verb has two definitions? Is it A, speed up, B, pull out, or C, run down? And number 21, complete the sentence with a phrasal verb from the episode. We're going to arrive late, please. And put the phrasal verb at the end.
Okay, and our last set of questions, which is from the episode of collocations related to business. So number 22 is, which is the correct definition for security blanket? Is it A, a policy of temporary secrecy to protect a person or place from further risk or danger? Is it B, money which is not genuine but has been made to look exactly like genuine ones? Or is it C, a business when it closes down? Okay, so that was for security blanket. Number 23, true or false? Deposit a check means to give the bank a written order to transfer money to the person's account. So is that true or false? And our last question for this quiz is number 24, complete the sentence. This year is up 10% from last year. So again, it is this year is up 10% from last year.
And that's it for our quiz right now, and we will come up with the answers in just a second. Okay, so now we're going to go through the answers for the questions. So the answer for number one is true. We use get ahead to describe making progress or surpassing something. Number two was a complete the sentence question, and the answer is get away with. The sentence is, this guy gets away with everything. And number three was, which is the correct definition for get by? And the answer is B, to have just enough of something you need, or to survive with minimal resources or skill. Number four, the answer is teacher's pet, which is used to describe someone who is the teacher's favorite and gets special treatment. And number five, the answer is false. Hit the books simply means to study, while burning the midnight oil means to study or work late at night. And number six, again, was a complete the sentence question. And the sentence was, some of our employees need to retire. Their attitudes are awful, and you can't teach an old dog new tricks. So that's the idiom at the end. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. Okay, next is question seven. And it was, if motorway was American English or British English, and the answer is British English. Number eight, the answer is false. Bonnet and trunk do not mean the same thing. Number nine, the answer is tie. American English is tie, and the word in British English is draw. And number 10, the answer is American English. Grocery store is American English. It's not British English. Question 11 was, which phrasal verb means to enter a car or building? And the answer is get in. Number 12 was complete the sentence, and the answer is fill up. So the sentence is, I'm going on a long trip this weekend, so I should fill up my car. And number 13, the answer is true. Jack up is a phrasal verb used to talk about raising something off the ground or to raise the price of something, and that's true. Number 14, the answer is also true. A collocation is a group of words which go together and sound correct to native speakers. Number 15 was complete the sentence, and the answer is deep depression. So when my boyfriend broke up with me, I fell into a deep depression. Number 16, the answer is false. Player is not a nickname or term of endearment for your significant other. Number 17 was a complete the sentence question, and the answer is ghosting. So the person we're talking about in the example started to ghost her. Number 18 was, which is the correct definition for hit on? And the answer is to say something to someone to get their attention. That is usually romantic. So that's the answer is A. Number 19 was, which is the correct definition for pull in? And the answer is B, to park a car. For question number 20, which phrasal verb has two definitions? And the answer is C, run down. Question 21 was a complete the sentence question. And the answer is speed up. We're going to arrive late. Please speed up. Question 22 was, which is the correct definition for security blanket? And the answer is A, a policy of temporary secrecy to protect a person or place from further risk or danger. Question number 23, the answer is true. And 24, the final question was a complete the sentence, and the answer is annual turnover. So the sentence is, the annual turnover this year has gone up 10%. And that's it.
Thanks for listening today. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and check out our website, English with Angela and Anna.